हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, वाञ्छाकर्तृवेश्य कृपासिन्धुरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। राधा मेरी स्वामिनी मैं राधे को दास, जन्म जन्म मोहे दीजियो श्री वृंदावन को आ, मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं, यत् कृपा तमं वंदे गुरु दीन तारिणां। You have Chaitan Chathamrita? What? Sannyas? Sannyas? Mahaprabhu? No?
Which part is it?
I don't remember. Anything?
What is it? Only in German.
English? Anything? Hare Krishna. राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे, श्रीधर महाराज बुक एनी राधे राधे गोविंद राधे राधे गोविंद राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद। राधे राधे गोविंद
गोविंद राधे हरे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे
राधे राधे गो
गोविंद गोविंद राधे
Radhe Radhe
Govinda
Govinda
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Govinda
Govinda
Radhe
Radhe Govinda
Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe
Govinda
Govinda
Radhe
Radhe
We can, we can read also Bhagavatam.
Yeah, anything.
Bhagavatam?
Anything, what you like. English. Janitai. Gauranga.
It is complete.
Radha.
Haribol.
Bhajo Gauranga. Laho Gauranga Kaho Gaurangir Namare Bhajo Gauranga Laho Gauranga Laho Gauranga Je jana Gauranga bhaje Sehi amar pran re Je jana
Gauranga bhaje Sehi amar
Je jana Gauranga bhaje Sehi amor pranare Yeah.
You can read from Madhya 5 because we have in both languages.
Yeah, okay.
What you want to read?
English, English.
Yeah, but which verse?
Sannyas is there?
No, it's after sannyas.
After sannyas?
Mm-hmm.
Anything? After sannyas?
It's Madhya 5, volume 5.
You read what is there? What is that? Index? No index?
Let's read this one.
Index. Radhe Radhe Go Radhe Radhe Go Radhe Radhe Go
Dressing himself as a Vaishnava,
Maharaj Pratapharudha entered the garden alone and began reciting verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. He then took the opportunity to message the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord, in his ecstatic love for Krishna, immediately embraced the king and thus bestowed mercy upon him. When there was an offering of prasad in the garden, Lord Chaitanya also partook of it. After this, when Lord Jagannath's Ratha-car stopped moving, King Pataparuda called for many elephants to pull it, but they were unsuccessful. Seeing this, Lord Chaitanya began to push the car from behind with his head, and the chariot began moving. Then the devotees began pulling the chariot with ropes. Near the Gundicha temple, in a place known as Aitota, this place was fixed up for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to rest in. When Lord Jagannath was seated at Sundarachala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw it as Vrindavan. He performed sporting pastimes in the water of the lake known as Indradyumna. For 9 continuous days during Ratha Yatra, the Lord remained at Jagannath Puri, and on the 5th day, he and Swarup Damodar observed the pastimes of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. During that time, there was much talk about the pastimes of the gopis. When the Ratha was again being drawn and the chanting resumed, Ramananda Vasu of Kulinagram and Satya Raj Khan were requested to bring silk robes every year for the Ratha Yatra ceremony.
You see, there is one story coming about Pratap Rudra. He was king. First he want to see Mahaprabhu, and he write one letter to Mahaprabhu that you give me time, appointment to meet. And Mahaprabhu reject this. He say, this is not a mood of devotee to take the appointment from the spiritual master to appointment from the God, from the Ishta. No need to take appointment from Krishna. Without asking, you have to go and sing His glories. This is your appointment. So Mahaprabhu that time reject meeting of Rai Ravana, of Pratap Rudra. He said, no, I don't want to meet with Kinga. I have no business to meet with King who is in opulence, who is in false ego. If we are in false ego, we think that we are rich people, we are engineer, we are doctor, we are something. Then Lord say, I don't need to see you because you are in false ego. When your false ego will finish, then I will see you or I will embrace you. So now you see, Pratap Rudra become like a simple person. And he is cleaning the chariot in the front of Jagannath, like a sweeper, right? And he is singing the Srimad Bhagavat. And by feeling this, if somebody is singing Srimad Bhagavat, he has no any appointment for meeting. Mahaprabhu run and embrace Pratap Rudra, right?
Huh? Text 1.
Right?
Yeah?
So, to go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, text 1. You want only English or also?
English.
Okay. Accompanied by his personal devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the festival known as Lakshmi Vijayotsava. There he discussed the super excellent love of the gopis. Just by hearing about them, he became very pleased and danced in great ecstatic love for the Lord. Text 2. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gaudachandra.
Mm.
All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is so exalted.
Mm.
Text 3. All glories to all the devotees headed by Srivas Thakur. All glories to the readers who have taken Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul.
Mm.
Text 4. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Prataparuda entered the garden. Text 5. Following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. He now entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava.
You see, he went in the dress of Vaishnava, not as a royal. Then Mahaprabhu embraced. When we will forgo our false ego, Krishna will come. He will come. Mahaprabhu run to embrace Prataparudra.
Maharaj Prataparupa was so humble that with folded hands he first took permission from all the devotees. Then with great courage he fell down and touched the lotus feet of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying on the ground with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion, and the king very expertly began to massage his legs. The king began to recite verses about the Rasa Lila from Srimad Bhagavatam. He recited the chapter beginning with the words Jayati Te Dikham.
Janmana Braje. Gopi Git. Yeah.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these verses, he was pleased beyond limits. And he said again and again, "Go on reciting, go on reciting." As soon the king recited the verse, beginning with the words, "Tava Katamritam," the Lord immediately arose in ecstatic love and embraced him. Upon hearing the verses recited by the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have given me invaluable gems, but I have nothing to give to you in return. Therefore, I am simply embracing you."
You see, Mahaprabhu tapt katha mritam tapt jivana. This is the line of the Bhagavata in Gopi Git. Tapt katha mritam tapt jivana. I was so much in love with you that I cannot sleep, I cannot think other things, I cannot do anything, I cannot even like to eat anything. My inside so much fire, I am melting in that fire. Tapta jivanam means the fire is so much in my inside. Ecstasy of love. Gopis are telling ki there is no way, Krishna, there is no way. I cannot live without you. I cannot live without you, without you saying, without your talking, without your touching, I cannot live without you. Tapta katha mritam. And this fire is so hard, if I go to the sleep on the bed, I feel it on the bed is very soft, but I kiss like a corn is lying on my bed and they are pinching my whole body. It's so much fire. So much I feel separation from you. So only your somebody say about you, your pastime, your sweet words, that give me relief. Because you are not there, how I will feel any relief? I can feel relief when I see your words in my ear. That give me too much rest in my heart. So Mahaprabhu, when he listened this words, he become in that mood of gopis. Go.
After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite the same verse again and again. Both the
Tapta Katha Amritam Tapta Jivanam. He start telling like this. Tapta Katha Amritam Tapta Jivanam Tapta Katha. He forget to chanting Hare Krishna. He said Tapta Katha Amritam Tapta Jivanam. Only he start chanting like this and start crying.
Yes, both the king and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes.
Trembling? He starts shaking because when he starts listening, the suppression, what happens in suppression, then he starts trembling and he says, Tapt Katha Amritam. Tapt Jivanam, Tapt Katha, start crying.
My Lord,
Tapta means like a fire in the, you see, if you put something on fire, what happened? It start burning. So inside is fire, burning. I'm burning from inside. I am burning. I am trying to stop this fire of separation from you. I cannot. How I will stop this separation? Only when I listen about you, then it stops. Before, it's not possible for me.
My Lord, the nectar of your words and the description of your activities are the life and soul of those who are already aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. After hearing the recitation of this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced the reciter, Kring Patara Paruda, and cried, "You are the most munificent. You are the most munificent." At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not even know who the king was.
Why he before rejecting? Why we are rejected? And why we are accepted? Sometimes we feel that we are rejected. And sometimes we feel that we are accepted. Why? Because of our behavior. That is no fault of others. We are rejected because my behavior is faulty. And if somebody accept me because my behavior is sweet. I am humble. I am loving to others. So people accept, and people when reject, when I am not sweet, I have false ego, I have envy inside, I feel that I am the best, other are nothing. When there is rejection, when we are in false ego, when we don't understand, then we are rejected. We feel, nobody is with me. I am alone in this world. not by behavior of others, because my behavior is like this. And I feel myself rejected with everyone because of my behavior. You see, the Pratap Rudra, in the first time, he is rejected. Why? Because he is showing that he is a king. So he is rejected. And when he become like a devotee and he feel what Mahaprabhu Chaitanya likes, why not I will say that poem? And why not I will say tapta katha amritam tapta jivanam? Why not I will say about Gopi Gita, Srimad Bhagavat? Mahaprabhu likes this. And this is very deep thing. When Mahaprabhu listen this, then he understand that his consciousness is pure devotee. He wants to go in that consciousness. He wants to reach there. He wants to know about this Gopi Gita. So this is my associate. He is my friend. I have to help this person. So he is accepted. And before his behavior, his rejection is there. So Mahaprabhu reject, because if you want to go to meet some saintly people, you don't need to write letter to for appointment. You go and take shelter. This is the way of meeting of the saintly people for the Lord. If you feel that Mahaprabhu is preaching, he is a guru, then also you don't need to go like this. And if you feel that Mahaprabhu is Lord and he is the Lord, then you don't need any appointment to write something to Lord. You go and take shelter and talk about glories. When you see Brahma come out from the nail of Vishnu, right? You know this story? Then he start thinking from what is my source, from where I am coming. He tried to find out the source from where I am coming. And he tried and tried and tried. But he cannot find out from what is my source to come. If we try to find out our sources, and if we try to find out about the Lord, it's very difficult. Even to the Brahma, he cannot find out that what is my source, from where, what is my origin, who is my father, who created me. Although he is coming from the nail of Vishnu, everybody knows from the picture, right? But he cannot find out. Then what happened? Then he start praying. He start praying to the Lord. Please help me. I don't know from where I am coming, and what is my duty to do. My forefather, Brahma is forefather of human being. So he starts praying that I don't know from where I am coming and what is to do for me. For similarly, for us, if we want to try to find out the sources, so many life we need for that. Only is the way to pray. And Brahma start praying like that. And when Brahma start praying like that, then he understand from where he is coming. Because in the praying so much power, you can know from what is your sources. And he knows what to do now. Then he start doing tapa. Because from the Akashvani, from the sky, the words is coming to his ear. Now you have to do tapa. Tapa means you have to chant, you have to meditate, you have to think for is spiritual consciousness. That is your goal of life. What you come for that. And Brahma start doing like that. Right?
Yes.
Go ahead. So this is the thing. Even Brahma cannot know by his ego. He has to come for praying. Pratap Rudra has come to praying. So us, we have to come for praying. We have to remove our false ego and we have to accept devotional practice, loving practice. What is means devotional practice? Loving practice. But what is means bhakti? To love. To serve without asking somebody is not asking anything you from you and you serve to him. That is bhakti. If you somebody say you do this, you do this, you do this, you are doing that is karma. That is not bhakti. You do without asking. That is bhakti and that is prema. Devotional means from inside. From your soul what you do, that is devotional. From your heart what you do, that is devotional. And devotional is prem. Without prem you cannot do from your heart. You can do from your mind, from your body, but not devotional. So that is also prem. So our goal of life, to love to all living entity. And when you will start loving to all living entity, then you will know the practice how to love to Krishna, how to love to the Lord. Right? This is the mode of Chaitanya. He comes to show us by his own behavior. Lord himself become bhakta to show how bhakta should act, how devotee should act. This is his quality, his loving relation. He loves so much because in Kali Yuga everything is very difficult. What is not difficult? Difficult to hate someone is not difficult. And to love someone is not difficult. So, Mahaprabhu think everybody likes to hate everyone. And if somebody likes to hate everyone, then if he will change, he will love also to everyone. So, in this Kali Yuga, so much material attachment, material work is there. So only one work is there. If you change from hate to love, the soul will become purified. You see? This is the preaching of Chaitanya. Muy fácil, muy easy. Not make it complicated. You see? Yeah. Jai Shri Ram.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service.
You see, he is not worshipping to the God. He is not telling, he is not embracing to the Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, read the same word.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service.
You see. Why this arise to Mahaprabhu? But because of the previous service. Because he cleaned the chariot in the front of chariot. He starts singing about the Bhagavatam. He act like a devotee. like a loving person, not with false ego, not with hating, not with envy. There is no these things. By seeing this, he run to embrace that Pratap Rudra. And Pratap Rudra is not Krishna. He don't run to embrace Krishna. He run to embrace Pratap Rudra, simple person. In this material world, he is teaching, if we cannot embrace to our brothers, we cannot embrace to our mother and father, then how you can embrace to Krishna? How you will know this? First you have to think, you have to do this behavior in this material world. Lord is teaching us. No? Right? Agree? No? Yeah, go.
Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord...
No asking. Who are you? Read again.
Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him.
You see, without asking. Only behavior is the main thing in the life. You don't need to talk much. What is your behavior? What is your exchange? That is the main thing. If you talk 1 hour and behavior is not changing, what is the meaning? And if the behavior changes, you don't need to talk. He changes behavior. And Lord don't want to see who is he, why he comes to me, he is king or poor man, he is rich or poor. He go and embrace. If we need impression, we need some closeness to the Lord, we have to act like that in our life. We have to behave to every living entity with loving, without false ego, without envy, without hating to others, with full love. Lord, we don't need to search Lord. He will come and search, and he will not ask, who are you? What you doing wrong before that? Now what you are doing, that is best. And he will embrace you. He will not going to see how many wrongs you do, because he is Patit Pavan. Patit, if I am fallen, that is my qualification. If I am not fallen, then I am not able to go to him, because he is Patit Pavan. This is my qualification, that I am fallen. But if I will change my behavior, he will come and embrace. He will not ask, what do you do mistake before that? You see? Right or wrong? No?
How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful.
He not inquire about your king or you are what you are. He give all mercy and he give all success to him.
Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, who are you? You have done so much for me. All of a sudden, you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Krishna.
And after blessing our, after embrace, giving his all energy, then he asks, who are you? Why you come to me? Why you are giving so much mercy? Why you are giving this nectar to listen in to me? You are my real friend. You are really, you are my very close. He forget what mistake before I do, Pratap Rudra do, but he start giving mercy more and more. You see, this is the behavior of Chaitanya. This is the behavior of the Lord.
The king replied, My Lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. It is my ambition that you will accept me as the servant of your servants.
Yes. This is the quality of the devotees, that he never says that I am your boss. In material world, you have to say that I am boss, then people will respect you. Okay, you say it. If you go to any office, you say I am the boss of this company, then they will give you chair. Right? And in a spiritual world, this is the quality. If you are the servant of the servant of the servant of your spiritual master, you are qualified. Two type of world. If you are boss of company, then you will get chair for the material world. And if you are the servant of the servant of the servant of your spiritual master, then you will get one chair and everybody will embrace you, love you, and Lord will come to embrace you. This is the difference between material world and spiritual world. All line is full of teaching. We can talk for the one line 1 week. But time is short. 1 week is no end. Whole day and whole night if you talk in one line, is all Bhagavatam, Gita will come here. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Essence of Gita is Bhagavatam. And essence of Bhagavatam is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Narottam Prarthana, Narottam Das Prarthana, and Bhakti Vinod Prarthana. This is the way. Essence of Gita is Bhagavatam. And essence of Bhagavat is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Prarthana. Narottam Das Prarthana, Bhakti Vinod Prarthana, and Mana Siksha of Raghunath Das Goswami. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vancha Kaltru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo Radha meri swamini main radhe ko das janam janam mohe dijiyo sri vrindavan ko va mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim jat kripatamam mande guru din tarinam you have chatan chatamit what sanyas mahapro
no which part is it
I don't remember anything
Any, what do you have only in German here.
English? Anything? Hare Krishna. Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe Sridhar Maharaj book. Any? Radhe Radhe Govind Radhe Radhe Govind Radhe Radhe Govind Govind Radhe 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 Govinda
Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe
Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Govinda
Govinda
Radhe
Radhe Radhe
Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe
Govinda
Govinda Radhe Radhe Govinda
Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe
Govinda
Govinda
Radhe
Radhe
Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe
Radha
We can, yeah, we can read also Bhagavatam.
Yeah, anything.
Bhagavatam?
Anything, what you like. English. Janitai. Gauranga.
It is complete.
Radha.
Haribol.
Bhajo Gauranga. Laho Gauranga Kaho Gaurangera Namare Bhajo Gauranga Gauranga Laho Gauranga J
Jana Gauranga Bhaje Sehi Amar Pranare Jana
Gauranga Bhaje Sehi Amare
Jana Gauranga Bhaje Sehi Amar Pranare
Languages.
Yeah, okay.
What you want to read?
English, yeah. English.
Yeah, but which verse?
Sannyas is there?
No, it's after sannyas.
After sannyas?
Mm-hmm.
Anything? After sannyas?
It's Madhya 5, volume 5.
You read what is there? What is that? Index? No index?
Where's the index?
Index. Radhe Radhe Go Radhe Radhe Go
Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe Go
As a Vaishnava, Maharaj Prataparuda entered the garden alone and began reciting verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. He then took the opportunity to message the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord, in his ecstatic love for Krishna, immediately embraced the king and thus bestowed mercy upon him. When there was an offering of prasad in the garden, Lord Chaitanya also partook of it. After this, when Lord Jagannath's Ratha car stopped moving, King Prataparuda called for many elephants to pull it, but they were unsuccessful. Seeing this, Lord Chaitanya began to push the car from behind with his head, and the chariot began moving. Then the devotees began pulling the chariot with ropes. Near the Gundicha temple, in a place known as Aitota. This place was fixed up for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to rest in. When Lord Jagannath was seated at Sundarachala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw it as Vrindavan. He performed sporting pastimes in the water of the lake known as Indradyumna. For 9 continuous days during Ratha Yatra, the Lord remained at Jagannath Puri, and on the 5th day, he and Swarup Damodar observed the pastimes of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. During that time, there was much talk about the pastimes of the gopis. When the Ratha was again being drawn and the chanting resumed, Ramananda Vasu of Kulinagram and Satya Raj Khan were requested to bring silk robes every year for the Ratha Yatra ceremony.
You see, there is one story coming about Pratap Rudra. if he was king, first he want to see Mahaprabhu. And he write one letter to Mahaprabhu that you give me time, appointment to meet. And Mahaprabhu reject this. He say, this is not a mood of devotee to take the appointment from the spiritual master or to appointment from the God, from the Easter. No need to take appointment from Krishna. Without asking, you have to go and sing his glories. This is your appointment. So Mahaprabhu that time reject meeting of Raya Ravana, of Pratap Rudra. He said, no, I don't want to meet with Kinga. I have no business to meet with king who is in opulence, who is in false ego. If we are in false ego, we think that we are rich people, we are engineer, we are doctor, we are something, then Lord say, I don't need to see you, because you are in false ego. When your false ego will finish, then I will see you, or I will embrace you. So now you see, Pratap Rudra become like a simple person. And he is cleaning the chariot in the front of Jagannath, like a sweeper, right? And he is singing the Srimad Bhagavat. And by feeling this, if somebody is singing Srimad Bhagavat, he has no any appointment for meeting, Mahaprabhu run and embrace Pratap Rudra, right?
Huh? Text 1.
Right?
Huh?
Yeah?
Yeah?
So, to go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, text 1. You want also, you want only English or also?
English.
Okay. Accompanied by his personal devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the festival known as Lakshmi Vijayotsava. There he discussed the super excellent love of the gopis. Just by hearing about them, he became very pleased and danced in great ecstatic love for the Lord. Text 2. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gaura Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is so exalted. Text 3. All glories to all the devotees headed by Srivast Thakur, all glories to the readers who have taken Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. Text 4. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Prataparuda entered the garden. Text 5. Following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. He now entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava.
You see, he went in the dress of Vaishnava, not as a royal. Then Mahaprabhu embraced. When we will forego our false ego, Krishna will come. He will come. Mahaprabhu run to embrace Pratap Rudra.
Maharaj Prataparupa was so humble that with folded hands he first took permission from all the devotees. Then with great courage he fell down and touched the lotus feet of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying on the ground with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion, and the king very expertly began to massage his legs. The king began to recite verses about the Rasa Lila from Srimad Bhagavatam. He recited the chapter beginning with the words Jayati Te Dikam.
Janmana Braje. Gopi Git. Yeah.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these verses, he was pleased beyond limits. And he said again and again, go on reciting, go on reciting. As soon the king recited the verse, beginning with the words Tava Katamritam, the Lord immediately arose in ecstatic love and embraced him. Upon hearing this, the verses recited by the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have given me invaluable gems, but I have nothing to give to you in return. Therefore, I am simply embracing you."
You see, Mahaprabhu tapta katha mritam tapta jivana. This is the line of the Bhagavata in Gopi Gita. Tapta katha mritam tapta jivana. I was so much in love with you that I cannot sleep. I cannot think other thing. I cannot do anything. I cannot even like to eat anything. My inside so much fire. I am melting in that fire. Tapta jivanam means the fire is so much in my inside. Ecstasy of love. Gopis are telling there is no way, Krishna, there is no way. I cannot live without you. I cannot live without you, without you saying, without you talking, without you touching. I cannot live without you. Tapta katha mritam. And this fire is so hard. If I go to the sleep on the bed, I feel it on the bed is very soft, but I kiss like a corn is lying on my bed, and they are pinching my whole body. It's so much fire, so much. I feel separation from you. So only your somebody say about you, your pastime, your sweet words, that give me relief. Because you are not there, how I will feel any relief? I can feel relief when I see your words in my ear. That give me too much rest in my heart. So Mahaprabhu, when he listened this words, he become in that mood of gopis. Go.
After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to recite the same verse again and again. Both the
tapta katha amritam tapta jivanam. He start telling like this. Tapt kathamitam, tapt jivanam, tapt katham. He forget to chanting Hare Krishna. He says tapt kathamitam, tapt jivanam. Only he start chanting like this and start crying.
Yes, both the king and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes.
Trembling? He starts shaking because when he starts listening, the separation, what happens in separation, then he starts trembling and he says, Tapt katha amritam, tapt jivanam, tapt katha, start crying.
My Lord.
Tapta means like a fire in the, you see, if you put something on fire, what happened? It start burning. So inside is fire, burning. I'm burning from inside. I'm burning. I am trying to stop this fire of separation from you. I cannot. how I will stop the suppression? Only when I listen about you, then it stops. Before, it's not possible for me.
My Lord, the nectar of your words and the description of your activities are the life and soul of those who are already aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. After hearing the recitation of this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced the reciter, Kring Kataraparuda, and cried, "You are the most munificent. You are the most munificent." At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not even know who the king was.
Why he before rejecting? Why we are rejected? And why we are accepted? Sometimes we feel that we are rejected. And sometimes we feel that we are accepted. Why? Because of our behavior. That is no fault of others. We are rejected because my behavior is faulty. And if somebody accept me because my behavior is sweet, I am humble, I am loving to others, so people accept. And people when reject, when I am not sweet, I have false ego, I have envy inside, I feel that I am the best, other are nothing. When there is rejection, when we are in false ego, when we don't understand, then we are rejected. We feel nobody is with me. I am all alone in this world. Not by behavior of others, because my behavior is like this. And I feel myself rejected with everyone because of my behavior. You see, the Pratap Rudra, in the first time, he is rejected. Why? Because he is showing that he is a king. So he is rejected. And when he become like a devotee and he feel what Mahaprabhu Chaitanya likes, why not I will say that poem, and why not I will say Tapt Katha Amritam Tapt Jeevanam, why not I will say about Gopi Gita Srimad Bhagavat. Mahaprabhu likes this, and this is very deep thing. When Mahaprabhu listen this, then he understands that his consciousness is pure devotee. He wants to go in that consciousness. He wants to reach there. He wants to know about this Gopi Gita. So this is my associate. He is my friend. I have to help this person. So he is accepted. And before his behavior, his rejection is there. So Mahaprabhu reject, because if you want to go to meet some saintly people, you don't need to write letter to for appointment. You go and take shelter. This is the way of meeting of the saintly people for the Lord. If you feel that Mahaprabhu is preaching, he is a guru, then also you don't need to go like this. And if you feel that Mahaprabhu is Lord and he is He is the Lord, then you don't need any appointment to write something to Lord. You go and take shelter and talk about glories. When you see Brahma come out from the nail of Vishnu, right? You know this story? Then he start thinking from what is my source, from where I am coming. He tried to find out the source from where I am coming. And he tried and tried and tried. But he cannot find out from what is my source to come. If we try to find out our sources, and if we try to find out about the Lord, it's very difficult. Even to the Brahma, he cannot find out that what is my source, from where, what is my origin, who is my father, who create me. Although he is coming from the nail of Vishnu, everybody knows from the picture, right? But he cannot find out. Then what happened? Then he start praying. He start praying to the Lord. Please help me. I don't know from where I am coming, and what is my duty to do. My forefather, Brahma is forefather of human being. So he start praying that I don't know from where I am coming and what is to do for me. For similarly, for us, if we want to try to find out the sources, so many life we need for that. Only is the way to pray. And Brahma start praying like that. And when Brahma start praying like that, then he understands from where he is coming. Because in the praying so much power, you can know from what is your sources. And he knows what to do now. Then he start doing tapa. Because from the Akashvani, from the sky, the words is coming to his ear. Now you have to do tapa. Tapa means you have to chant, you have to meditate, you have to think for spiritual consciousness. That is your goal of life. You come for that. And Brahma start doing like that. Right? Go ahead. So this is the thing. Even Brahma cannot know by his ego. He has to come for praying. Pratap Rudra has come to praying. We have to come for praying. We have to remove our false ego and we have to accept devotional practice. Loving practice. What is means devotional practice? Loving practice. What is means bhakti? To love. To serve without asking somebody not asking anything from you and you serve to him. That is bhakti. If somebody say you do this, you do this, you do this, you are doing, that is karma. That is not bhakti. You do without asking. That is bhakti and that is prema. Devotional means from inside. From your soul what you do, that is devotional. From your heart what you do, that is devotional. And devotional is prema. Without prem, you cannot do from your heart. You can do from your mind, from your body, but not devotional. So that is also prem. So our goal of life, to love to all living entity. and when you will start loving to all living entity, then you will know the practice how to love to Krishna, how to love to the Lord. Right? This is the mood of Chaitanya. He comes to show us by his own behavior. Lord himself become bhakta to show how bhakta should act, how devotee should act. This is his quality, his loving relation. He loves so much because in Kali Yuga everything is very difficult. What is not difficult? Difficult to hate someone is not difficult. And to love someone is not difficult. So, Mahaprabhu thinks everybody likes to hate everyone. And if somebody likes to hate everyone, then if he will change, he will love also to everyone. So, in this Kali Yuga, so much material attachment, material work is there. So only one work is there. If you change from hate to love, the soul will become purified. You see? This is the preaching of Chaitanya. Muy fácil, muy easy. Not make it complicated. You see? Yeah. Jai Shri Ram.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because the king's previous service.
You see, he is not worshipping to the God. He is not telling, he is not embracing to the Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, read that same word.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service.
You see. Why this arise to Mahaprabhu? But because of the previous service. Because he cleaned the chariot in the front of chariot. He starts singing about the Bhagavatam. He act like a devotee, like a loving person. Not with false ego, not with hating, not with envy. There is no these things. By seeing this, he run to embrace that Pratap Rudra. And Pratap Rudra is not Krishna. He don't run to embrace Krishna. He run to embrace Pratap Rudra, simple person. In this material world, he is teaching, if we cannot embrace to our brothers, we cannot embrace to our mother and father, then how you can embrace to Krishna? How you will know this? First you have to think, you have to do this behavior in this material world. Lord is teaching us. No? Right? Agree? No? Yeah, go.
Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord...
No asking. Who are you? Read again. Read.
Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him.
You see, without asking. Only behavior is the main thing in the life. You don't need to talk much. What is your behavior? What is your exchange? That is the main thing. If you talk 1 hour and behavior is not changing, what is the meaning? And if the behavior changes, you don't need to talk. He changes behavior. And Lord don't want to see who is he, why he comes to me. He is king or poor man. He is rich or poor. He go and embrace. If we need impression, we need some closeness to the Lord, we have to act like that in our life. We have to behave to every living entity with loving, without false ego, without envy, without hating to others, with full love. Lord, we don't need to search a lot. He will come and search, and He will not ask, who are you? What you doing wrong before that? Now what you are doing, that is best. And He will embrace you. He will not going to see how many wrongs you do, because He is Patit Pavan. Patit, if I am fallen, that is my qualification. If I am not fallen, then I am not able to go to Him, because He is Patit Pavan. This is my qualification, that I am fallen. But if I will change my behavior, He will come and embrace. He will not ask, what do you do mistake before that? You see? Right or wrong? No?
How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful.
He not inquire about your king or you are what you are. He give all mercy and He give all success to him.
Finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, who are you? You have done so much for me. All of a sudden you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Krishna.
And after blessing our, after embrace, giving His all energy, then He asks, who are you? Why you come to me? Why you are giving so much mercy? Why you are giving this nectar to listen in to me? You are my real friend. You are my very close. He forget what mistake before I do, Pratap Rudra do, but he start giving mercy more and more. You see, this is the behavior of Chaitanya. This is the behavior of the Lord.
The king replied, my Lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. It is my ambition that you will accept me as the servant of your servants.
Yes. This is the quality of the devotees, that he never say that I am your boss. In material world, you have to say that I am boss, then people will respect you. Okay, you say it. If you go to any office, you say I am the boss of this company, then they will give you chair, right? And in a spiritual world, this is the quality. If you are the servant of the servant of the servant of your spiritual master, you are qualified. Two type of world. If you are boss of company, then you will get chair for the material world. And if you are the servant of the servant of the servant of your spiritual master, then you will get one chair and everybody will embrace you, love you, and Lord will come to embrace you. This is the difference between material world and spiritual world. All line is full of teaching. We can talk for the one line 1 week. But time is short. 1 week is no end. Whole day and whole night if you talk in one line, is all Bhagavatam, Gita will come here. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Essence of Gita is Bhagavatam. And essence of Bhagavatam is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Narottam Pratna. Narottam Das Pratna and Bhakti Vinod Pratna. This is the way. Essence of Gita is Bhagavatam. And essence of Bhagavat is Chaitanya Charitamrita. And essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Pratna. Narottam Das Pratna, Bhakti Vinod Pratna, and Mana Siksha of Raghunath Das Goswami.